go to the Cherokee Casino hotline as, hey, look, Eddie is in Clarksville calling in. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, as they say, I know there's a lot of uncertainty in this program right now, especially who's going to be the next hire to lead our football program. But also over the last 8 years, there hasn't been very good in our football program. But as they say, don't judge a book by its cover for this fan base. Stay aboard the All Train. We're still in the top 20 of the most winning program in the history of college football. And I consider it an honor and blessing to see a lot of these wins. But there's another subject I'm calling in today to just to give thanks to this fan base. A year ago, please keep me and my granddaughter, Lauren, and my grandson, Luke, in your prayers this afternoon, because at 6:30, I received a year ago from Daddy a knock at the door. It is a knock no parent wants to answer. And I went over and over it, and I've come to the conclusion I will never fully understand a young man that would end, excuse me a second, his life in such a tragic way. As a parent, we want our kids to do well, and he did. Outwardly, a parent, he had everything a parent would want a kid to have. You know, a nice home, provided for his family, nice vehicles to drive. And I will never fully understand, you know, terminology today of anxiety and depression today. But suicides are going on across this country. But nonetheless, there are a lot of people that embrace me. And I, if you would allow me, just a minute. Bo Manley, sir, Bart Pullman, from the bottom of my soul, you know, you'll always be embraced in my heart. There are many sports programs in the state that embrace me. The fan, the whole nation, embrace me and my family. As I heard, as letters lay on my desk, I was looking at them this morning. It's a hard thing. But anyway, I want to thank Jeff Ferris, Ferris Insurance in Fayetteville and the Fort Smith area. God bless you, sir. Guitar Smith, Phil and Jim Smith of Harrison, Arkansas, God bless you. I can't think of everybody, but I want to thank a general manager at DC-6082 in Clarksville, Arkansas. His name, I'll tell you what, Mr. Pat Ingram and all the management staff at DC-6082, under your leadership, with DC of the year, all across the country, going for 3 years in a row. Thank you, sir, and all the associates, the 800 associates that embraced me. But I know the emotion. I've seen it many times. I know the spirit of this fan base. I know the giving hearts of the great people of this state. And stay aboard the Hawk Train, because the Hawk Train will be back. I don't know when. So let's pray that we'll, Hunter Yurecek, our brilliant coach, will lead our program back to national prominence like Coach Musselman's doing for our basketball program. And thank you so much for the airtime this morning. I love you all. And there's one thing before I hang up you could do for me this morning. You know, in 2 weeks, Thanksgiving's coming. And I would like for everybody to, when you gather with your families at Thanksgiving, you know, make it mean a little bit more this time, you know, because you never know when you may yourself receive a knock at the door. Thank you so much. I love you all. And stay aboard the Hall Train. Yeah. Thank you.
Love you too, Eddie.
Yeah, we love you too, Eddie. And, you know, that was, man, that was enough.
Yeah, I mean, as a parent, your greatest joys, your greatest heartaches, your greatest fears, your biggest everythings are with your children. And, you know, we can't imagine, unless you've been there, you can't imagine what Eddie has went through. So, yeah, we all want to wrap our arms around you, Eddie. We'll be thinking about you. And, you know, it's not something you ever get over. You know, Eddie's never going to get over that. We just got to get him through it every day and every year.
And so, listen,
Eddie,
you know,
we love you.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Eddie. The passion you have, man, is just like, it's incredible.
It's contagious.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, when we see you call in the mornings and on our call board, Maddie T puts up Eddie and Clarksville's on the line, you know, it just we know it's going to be great.
Right.
And we know it's going to be passionate. And there, you know that, you know, people like to have fun with your calls because you do have a lot of fun phrases and a lot of fun with it. But, you know, you you affect a lot of people too, and people enjoy your passion. And we get messages all the time on our Twitter feed and on our texting line of just, first off, if you haven't called in, people want to know where you're at. You know, why hasn't Eddie in Clarksville called in yet? And second off, they just say, right on, Eddie, right on. Because you have a passion that's extremely contagious. And, you know, it means a lot that, of course, you call in our show and we have fun and you have your passion that you shared on it. But it's also great that, you know, for you to come on here and to be able to talk about what happened a year ago today. And I can't even imagine what that's like. And the support you have, you have all the support right here in the Morning Rush.
Eddie brings up a point in, you know, not to get too off track or, you know, but he brings up something that we don't discuss. And that, you know, we're not qualified in this, certainly in the forum, but it's depression. It's mental illness. It's all of these things with people around us that we work with that are members of our family that need help. And unfortunately, I don't know if it's because the world we live in and information's at our fingertips, and it seems like it's more frequent today, or if it just is more frequent. But it just seems like suicide's just more prevalent. And I can't imagine living with the thought that thinking you could have made a difference, particularly in a loved one's life, and you didn't take a step, you didn't make an effort, you didn't having to live with that regret. So just don't do it. I think that's what Eddie's trying to say more than anything. If you got a loved one, put your arms around them. You got a friend, put your arms around them and get them through whatever battle they're facing. And because particularly when it comes to your kids, I mean, like I said, it we're not wired or programmed that way to have to deal with that kind of ending to the story.
No, not at all. And it's just, ooh. Anyway. You cut the onions in here, by the way.
I don't know. Eddie, we love you and appreciate you calling. And we'll keep thinking about you all day. How about that, brother? Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. So, oh, man. How do you follow up that?
I don't know. I don't have a transition.
There's no protocol for something like
this
that.
This what's the show? We're just.
We're all human.
We're human. You know, we're all the big hog family down here. You know?
Yeah. Well, we got a few people texting, like Justin Van Buren says, I wasn't expecting to listen this morning and cry so hard. I mean, and JT in Hot Springs, thank you for allowing Eddie to say what he had to say. Robert and Fort Smith, he says, damn it, he's going to make me cry, is what he says. And, you know, that's the thing. We all get moved by emotions, and, you know, it's something that just, you can't really follow up that. Nope. I mean, there's not a stronger message than to get sent than that on here on this show. So. And trust me, we weren't expecting to have that reaction.
Well, that's the thing. When we see Eddie in Clarksville on the board, we never really know what to expect other than it's going to be filled with passion and emotion. A little bit different today, but we know he is always going to have to bring passion with his phone calls.
Yeah, because normally we have, you know, our little theme song for him that we play in the background. Yeah, and he gets fired up.
Glad we didn't today.
Yeah, and there was times even, I guess what was after the Mississippi State game, when we were doing the post-game show for that, and he had called in, and that was as angry as I've ever heard Eddie in Clarksville because of the lack of effort. So, yeah, you always know you're going to get some passion and some emotion. That's for sure.
He texted Ty the other day. I guess it was the Western Kentucky game? I believe it was.
He texted him.
He said,
him,
I'm sitting in my living room wearing a sack over my head. Like the fans in the stadium wearing the paper bag over their head.
Yeah.
I'm in my own living room.
He probably wasn't the only one that was doing that that game, too. So.
You know, we get a lot of texts. There's no one that gets the reaction from the rest of you when he calls in like Eddie. Because now with the way you can text the show and you can interact with us immediately, instantaneously, we get a couple of dozen reactions to every Eddie call now.
Yep.
And I still don't understand why people think we shouldn't take his calls. Because he's passionate. He cares. And I think he represents a lot of you out there in the way you feel. You just don't have the courage or the willingness or the desire to express it in the way he does. But I think he speaks for a lot of you. And you relate to a lot of what he says.
Yep. Yep. And that's why he has such an impact on people.
Yeah.
Who listen to the show. So... it's always good to have Eddie call in for sure. And we're thinking about you, Eddie. And like Eddie said to all of you out there, with Thanksgiving especially coming up, a holiday that's meant for families to get together and families to enjoy each other's company. Yep. Always remember to be thankful and blessed for that, because you never know when that's all going to change. Absolutely.